this hour is sponsored by thesecretpowder.com. Want to be smarter, happier, and more focused? You need the secret powder. Got ADHD, Alzheimer's, or anxiety? Learn its secrets at thesecretpowder.com and free your mind's potential today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're in overdrive, taking your phone calls, moving quick. Steve in New York, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Yeah, I think that Rick Perry and, like, our Governor Cuomo up here are pretty much carbon copies of each other. They act the exact same way. The only thing that I wanted to say is that here last week on our local news, they have a mailing center up here. Its name is the Sikorsky Mailing Center. It's in Big Flats, New York, at the Elmira Corning Regional Airport. They wanted to put immigration facility in there. And the only reason why they got turned down, supposedly, was because of FAA regulations. I'm just wondering if that might be a ruse to try to stop people from opposing it.
Absolutely. They're putting them on military bases. We caught them building a huge secret FEMA camp on the border last week. Our reporters are going back down there right now to bust them there, get them ready, and then deploy them. And then through different federal agencies with the $3.7 billion Obama wants, just for the summer, they pay Democrat families $6,000 a month for a new business to then get the illegals, get them driver's license, and get them ready to vote to take the guns. So it's an organized racketeering criminal operation. That's what Obama's doing with the border. Organized criminal op, hiding in plain view. They should all be arrested.
Agree. Yeah, that's pretty much all that I wanted
all
to
right.
say.
Great points, brother. Have a great day. MJ in Illinois, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Okay, right quick, Alex. When I heard about Rick Perry, I just wanted to say I didn't trust him because I think one of the reasons why he's doing this tactic is because I think he's positioning himself to potentially run for president in 2016.
Of course. Yeah, no, that's why he wears glasses now. It's a reinvention of him. The big Republicans thought he would get in last time. I mean, they really like him.
One other quick point, Alex. I have a issue with Ted Cruz. The verdict is out with him as far as me trusting him. I know this past weekend the propagandist Glenn Beck was on the border handing out the soccer balls and the stuffed animals with the kids serving meals, and Ted Cruz was alongside with him. A few months prior, Ted Cruz was at dinner with Newt Gingrich and a couple of other neocon talk show hosts.
Oh, I know. Listen, he's a lawyer. He's a politician. He's positioning himself to run and win for president. I just know he actually votes for guns. He actually votes against abortion. He actually votes to audit the Fed. He votes good. Rick Perry has a good bunch of good talk. I mean, Ted Cruz says Obama's imploding the border on purpose and is scary and a tyrant. We don't hear that out of Rick Perry. We hear that out of Rand Paul. So, yeah, I mean, I totally trust Rand Paul. I 90% trust. I like Ted Cruz, but it's qualified because we don't know him long enough yet. And then when you talk about somebody like Newt Gingrich, I mean, give me a break. He wrote multiple books calling for world government and microchipping the entire population. I'm not kidding. So, I mean, Gingrich is horrible. I hear you. I appreciate your call, MJ. Jordan in North Carolina, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Mr. Jones. My name's Jordan. I'm from North Carolina.
Welcome.
20 years old. I just wanted to encourage you and thank you. You have young people listening, and I mean, I really feel like that's what matters right now. Not that other people and other generations don't matter, but I mean, my generation is the one that's going to have to deal with the majority of this. And
I agree. Like, people have always said that, but now we're all going to get to deal with it. It's here. But yes, a lot of older folks have been set in their ways. And the globalists are targeting young people. Young people need to step up and be leaders like you're doing and let people know what's happening. And Ron Paul talks about it. The young people are really waking up right now. So it's a very positive thing.
Right, and exactly. That's what I'm getting at. I know this affects us all directly every day, whether we feel it, see it or not. But what I wanted to ask you are, what are things that I can really target on that are happening to my generation that I can be like, hey, look, this is right in your face, like whether you see it or not. I mean, it's so easy to try and talk to people about stuff like this. And
yeah, yeah, people are ready to hear now. And a lot of people think they're disempowered. So they think, oh, what can I do? Well, to teach them they have power, like buying organic.
This is Leanne McAdoo for InfoWarsLife.com. I'm here with Dr. Edward Group, master herbologist and chief formulator behind the InfoWars Life products. Dr. Group, what have you been hearing from women who've started taking Super Female Vitality?
You know, we've heard the reviews and feedback from Super Male Vitality from emails to even excited callers on the radio. Now, the answer for women is here. A new formulation specifically designed for the female body, Super Female Vitality, delivers 10 key herbs that work synergistically to revitalize the unique biology of women.
I'm so glad that you guys made this for women. When he brought me home the bottle of Super Female, I had tons of energy, tons of motivation, a lot of drive. My husband thinks I've been in a better mood. Our relationship, all I can say, is just a lot better now.
I've just started taking Super Female Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com. Supplies are limited, so secure yours today at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or dial 1-888-253-3139.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We've told them what to eat, what to drink, what to wear. For Christ's sake, Ben, don't you understand? Americans love television. They wean their kids on it. Listen, they love game shows. They love wrestling. They love sports and violence. So what do? We give them what they want. We're number one, Ben. That's all that counts. Believe me, I've been in the business 30 years.
Well, I haven't been in show business as long as you have, Killian. But I'm a quick learner. So I'm going to give the audience what I think they want.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am your host, Alex Jones. It is Tuesday, the 22nd day of July 2014. And we have a jam-packed radio / television transmission simulcast for you today. I look at the headlines up on InfoWars.com. I look at the headlines on CNBC. I look on the headlines at DrudgeReport.com, WorldNet Daily, countless other sites every night and every day. And clearly what we're seeing is a world disintegrating on many fronts. But for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction, Newtonian physics. there are a lot of good things happening as well, a lot of renaissance. As the old dinosaur media implodes, the new true media is launching into a new golden age. So take heart for all the negative things we talk about here. There are so many good things happening as well. Look at these headlines at DrudgeReport.com. Court rules Obamacare subsidies illegal. And so I went to look what Obama was saying to check that out. And he's saying, oh, don't worry, the subsidies will just continue. The subsidies are not going to stop. Many legal analysts are calling it a potentially crippling blow, a massive setback, premiums poised to spike for millions. Almost everyone I know had pre-existing conditions, was kicked off their health care and can't get it now. I told you it was written to put you on the death panel, just like the veterans. Newspapers are claiming it's a wording glitch. Obama law professor says, I wouldn't bet on law survival. Of course it wouldn't survive if there was any justice in this country. Here's the problem. Boehner, every time something is found unconstitutional or found to be a total fraud or found to be completely wrecking the system by design, goes in and says, we'll just pass an amendment to, quote, fix it. Because the very same special interests that run Obama are the ones that wrote this bill, this bipartisan nightmare bill, written by the blue blood, rhino, neocon, country club, kleptocrat, crony capitalist, anti-free market, anti-gun, knuckle-dragon, snot-nosed aliens. And by the way, I was introduced this last weekend to a term I didn't know about. I mean, I learned about Wall Martians 5-6 years ago with that popular website that shows all the bizarre weirdos with back breasts and the rest of it at Walmart. And people were out walking around in their underwear. And I was introduced to a term called aliens. And I said, what's that, an illegal alien? And Anthony Gucciardi said, no. And he gave me the exact term. Go ask him the exact term. It's something alien. And it's these trust fund, multi-generational trust fund rich people who literally are completely disconnected from reality. They don't have any social skills. And they just wander around, living in their mansions, their high-rise apartments, and will just walk over to your table and start, you know, hitting on your girlfriend right in front of you, and just have no connection to reality, and don't realize how socially awkward and weird they are. And now that all these trendies are moving to Austin, all these trust fund people who have been on trust funds for 50 years. And I'm meeting them and running into them. As a Texan, I'm not somebody who's been exposed to a lot of this. And these are weirdos.
Hey, Alex.
Yes.
The term is just aliens.
It's just aliens.
Just aliens. Explains it all.
So you've heard of that, too?
Oh, no. Anthony filled me in.
But then people we were talking to, having dinner with, they all knew they were called aliens. And I guess that's just the
term. Younger variety's a trustafarian or, trust baby.
Well,
when they get older, aliens.
Exactly. These Republicans are a bunch of disconnected aliens. The trust fund Republicans have no idea how much danger they're in. And that when this system comes down, they're not going to be left alone by the Democrats they've made deals with under Cloward and Piven and the collapse of the society. And these people are just as weird as the Wall Martians. And you've got all these billionaire and millionaire Democrats. You know, Democrats on average, I just saw an article in the Wall Street Journal last week about it, are richer and have more money than Republicans. Hillary Clinton's worth hundreds of millions of dollars that we know of, and then runs around giving speeches about how poor she is. And again, she made her money in inside swindles and cattle deals and frauds on record. Bill Clinton, in an audit last year, spends 50%+ of the 20, 30, 40 million, depending on the year, money that comes into his stinking foundation. And what does he pay for? Mansions and private jets. You have to pull the report up from last year. We covered it. I want to say he spent $15 million of it or something on just the Jets alone. $15 million on the Jets to fly around to be paid $12 million in speaking fees. They just threw that headline up. $12 million in speaking fees, and he won't even pay when he's going to get paid $1 million as a delayed payoff to give a speaking event. Bill Clinton Foundation has spent more than $50 million on travel expenses. There you go. New York Post. But it was $15 million just last year. To fly around and to be paid by governments and others $1 million per speaking engagement. Hillary's paid a couple hundred thousand. And then the money to fly there comes from people that gave money to his foundation to help black Haitian children. You're not helping black Haitian children. You're helping Bill Clinton on a wide-body $50 million jet with hookers. You want to know where your money for Haiti went? It went to Bill Clinton on jets with hookers. Porn stars, you name it. That's where your money goes. Get that through your head. And I'll hand it to him. At least he's not raping women these days. At least he's paying them. The point is, I'm done with this fraud. These people are disconnected from reality and are building a system. You know, I'm sorry. It's 106 million they've been paid in speeches. See, I'm just going from memory. Bill Clinton's $106 million speech circuit windfall, CNN. That was a year ago. And the reason I'm throwing out different numbers of $15 million here, $20 million there, $30 million there is different articles will quote different time periods and, you know, different areas. Does Bill Clinton have a secret blonde mistress codenamed Energizer? I don't know. Do bears live in the woods? I'm sorry. I've got all this news, and I've now gone off the reservation as usual. How did I even get to this point? The Democratic leadership, the Republican leadership, the whole system is disconnected. There is a report out today from the Congressional Budget Office looking at the number of green cards that the Senate immigration bill would provide, and it is enough to admit every single person in Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador. Folks, that is Twilight Zone level. There's already 30 million people here. Let's bring in 150 million. The country will collapse before another 20 million are brought in. I mean, this is a military attack on the country. While Bill Clinton is flying around on luxury $50 million jets costing $15 million a year, loaded with hookers, with money from little black kids, stolen from little black kids. I mean, if there's a hot place in hell, we know where he's going. And it doesn't matter. You go out to the average black person, 90% vote for the Democrats, and they'll say, shut up, crackerhead. I love Bill Clinton. You're just mad. He's the first black president. If you want to abort black people, if you steal the money from the black babies, if you are a total criminal who's a racist on record and part of the party that founded the Ku Klux Klan, then you're loved by the average black person. I mean, I can't take it anymore. If your organization was founded to fight the Ku Klux Klan like the NRA, you're called by black commentators the KKK, by Jamie Foxx and everybody else. I mean, you talk about ignorant. You talk about upside down. You talk about screwed up. You know how guilty I would be if I took any money for orphans and kept the money for anything but administrative? That's why I like the Salvation Army. They spend 90% of the money on the direct aid. That's where I give money. And I'm not saying they're perfect. But man, I tell you, Bill Clinton, 50-plus percent of the money is spent on him. Him. Over 80%, look it up, is spent on the organization. I mean, these people are sickening, disgusting, filthy, just drugged out scum. Oh, yeah, Bill Clinton's a total cokehead. Just look at him. What does his brother say about him? My He said, my brother Bill's got a nose like a vacuum cleaner on the police video as he's doing a big cocaine deal. I've interviewed the CIA people that saw Bill Clinton loading the trucks with the cocaine when he was governor. Oh, you bet he personally came and oversaw that every week. Oh, man, this country's in trouble. We'll be right back. But the elite are disconnected, folks. They have no...
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Alex Jones here for InfoWars.com. In the month of July, we have got giant specials on everything at MadeIn1776.com. The already discounted MadeIn1776 t-shirts are only $17.76. We have the new belt buckles that in only 2 weeks of sale are very close to selling out. There's only 500 of each. We're talking about Made in America belt buckles in nickeled brass. This is more than a summer blowout special. This is a new declaration of independence. But to expand the InfoWar, we're offering the equivalent of more than 5 months free right now when you get a membership at PrisonPlanet.tv for a limited time, only $39.95 a year. That's more than 5 months free off the regular price. Not just this July 4th weekend, but the entire month of July at MadeIn1776.com. Molon Labe, you can take my gun from my cold, dead hands.
I'm ready.
Well, you're a spy, and you got the time, and I tend to get yourself in.
Well, let's look at some of the headlines up on InfoWars.com before I get into some of the top stories that are incredibly important. Again, Alex Jones here back live. How Matt Drudge Changed the World, that video special report we premiered here on the air yesterday, is up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com as the top story right now with about 1,800 comments on it. And I'd wanted to do a whole article about it, but I think we're going to write that article and then add it to the video that Drudge is top linked to in the middle column at DrudgeReport.com. And about 97% of people on YouTube voted it thumbs up, but I noticed the 3% of trolls got very, very, very upset. We're like, why are you groveling to Matt Drudge? Why are you? See, they don't want us to celebrate victories we've had for freedom of the press. Because regardless what you think about Matt Drudge, he is a icon of the underdog being successful. It's pure Americana, American dream. And we need to celebrate examples of where grassroots media supplanted state-run media and has the establishment pulling their hair out. And I know I shouldn't even respond to trolls, but I just love explaining why I love to talk about our successes and other people's successes. You see, I revel in other people's successes. I revel in an inventor coming up with a Barrett 50 cal in their garage and making billions of dollars. I revel in someone coming up with a better sprocket and making billions of dollars. I revel in someone writing a beautiful symphony and being celebrated. I revel in someone coming up with a pacemaker that saves millions of lives. When I see somebody with their private helicopter and their mansion on the hill who made their money the old-fashioned way, producing things to empower humanity, I absolutely celebrate them. But I don't just celebrate the fact that they have baubles. I celebrate the fact that they are winners. And get it swimming upstream. And is the major icon of the new media renaissance revolution. But they call it Gutenberg's press, because Gutenberg invented it. When the histories are written, if humanity survives, Drudge will be the central name, the logo, to a great extent, the symbol of the beginning of the end of information control. I mean, that's a big deal. And so we should do more videos celebrating that. When I get Joseph Farah on and I celebrate the Western Journalism Center, I mean, it was at the top of the list of the Clinton enemies list to be shut down that was declassified this year. And Joseph Farah has thousands of pages of it and hasn't even released it all yet because it's so damning and so dangerous they're worried about being sued. The stuff and the names that are in there. Only 35 pages got released, and it was shut down Joseph Farah, shut down WorldNet Daily. If they're able to grow, it was before WorldNet Daily, which is like 93, 94. If this happens, the people will have control of information. It will cause a revolution. It will cause a renaissance that will end our monopoly of information. I mean, those are quotes, man. This is heavy. Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton wrote this thing. It was sent out to the media to say when someone questions us, you call them a conspiracy theorist. You call them an extremist. They still have that playbook today. So I have WorldNet Daily on, even though they're not perfect, even though I don't agree with them on every issue. They don't agree with me on every issue. I'm not perfect. I hear rebroadcasts all the time where I disagree with what I've said because I didn't say it with the exact parlance that I intended. I mean, it's come out in Politico, how the Clintons get people kicked off MSNBC that even mildly criticize them. They're thugs. They're scum. When I admire trailblazers and I admire the real John Wayne type characters of this nation's history, like George Washington, I detest the polar opposite, a 180 Hillary Clinton and people like that. I mean, there's no movies about George Washington, folks. Because it was so epic how incredible he was, they don't want you to know that you belong to something that cool. I mean, if they made a movie about it and it was accurate, it would be unbelievable. so she, we, they don't want us celebrating our successes. Well, you know what? I'm going to do it.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I don't know what it is. Ralph just won't pay any attention to me. When he comes home from work, all he ever does is play video games and go to sleep. It's like I don't even exist.
Oh, Betty, that's just awful.
Does this seem familiar? If the answer to this question is yes, then listen carefully. Toxic pesticides, GMO foods and additives, BPA plastics, contaminated water supplies. Many of these toxic additives are deliberately engineered to attack and weaken human masculinity. It's part of the eugenics population control movement. Look it up. If men are more interested in online gaming than they are in their wives, a serious population crisis is soon to follow. Energize the man in your life with Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com. It's designed to aid the body in ways that help invigorate your natural systems without artificial testosterone, completely free of GMOs, harmful additives, gluten, and is made right here in the USA. Get your Super Male Vitality right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I don't have to tell you, this economy sucks. Unlike the political elite and Wall Street bankers, you know that debts don't disappear and bailouts have big consequences. Stock and real estate market bubbles can pop at any moment and evaporate most or all of your retirement savings. Folks, we're in the weakest economy of our lifetime and it's likely to get much worse. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. And I'm here to tell you, this may be the best thing that could happen to you if you move decided and develop a backup plan immediately. Proportionately, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in history, and history is about to repeat itself. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
He aligns himself with the truth. It is time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
This magic moment, so different and so new, was like the other. Until I kiss you.
Federal appeals court panel says most Obamacare subsidies illegal. It's basically the federalization of state health care systems formerly run by the legislatures. That's CNBC, and Obama's law firm has come out and said, well, we are just going to continue this. That's what the president plans to do. That's just some of the news on that front. Getting into the other incredible news that's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Gutierrez says to La Raza, Obama promised to stop deportation of our people. We're going to be playing that clip. Governor Rick Perry says he's going to send the National Guard to the border and then I guess have them hand them over to ICE, who will then put them on buses and bus them into the country. See, that's the issue, is that ICE is over the deportation, and they have stopped basically all deportations. 99% of them have been stopped. Now, continuing here, ladies and gentlemen, with what's unfolding with the border situation, Senate immigration bill would provide enough green cards to admit every single person in Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador. Hundreds of millions of people. This is the complete end of the country, and I know I just keep saying that, but it's too amazing. It is just too amazing that they're actually doing it. And what we have is an incredibly blackmailed government. We saw more NSA whistleblowers go public yesterday and document the fact that NSA intercepts illegally of all digital communications have been used for decades to blackmail. You have to understand, these systems are international. That's why Google and Microsoft and AT&T and Verizon and these companies are more of the NSA than the NSA itself, because they straddle national lines. And they basically sell the data to the highest bidder, or access to mining that data. And here's a headline today. Book: Israelis tried to blackmail Bill Clinton with Lewinsky tape. You see, that's why our country is in so much trouble, because we are just so incredibly corrupt. And now the special interests are so reckless, they're willing to bring in 30 million illegals, give them ID cards so they can vote, and then try to bring another 30, 40, 50 million. They want to issue over 100 million green cards in the new Senate bill. The bills that Bush brought forward and Obama had brought forward have been basically the same bill in the last 10 years. They've done it five different times, three times under Bush, now twice under Obama. And it lets everybody who's here then bring family members in. So by fiat, outside of law, because they can't pass that law, that bill, if you've got family in the U.S., you just tell the Border Patrol, I've got family in, say, St. Louis, Missouri, when you come into McAllen, Texas, or Brownsville. And they say, okay, here's your unlimited voucher to go wherever you want in the U.S., just an open check on Greyhound. And they hand you the voucher, and they'll take any ID you've got, any consular matricula, you name it. I remember having the leader of the Republican Senate on like 8, 9 years ago from Colorado. He'd done a stunt, the Denver Post reported on it, where he went out in one day and got four consular matriculas himself under different names at the Mexican consulate. Or Mexican embassy. You can go down to Houston, you go to Dallas, there's big giant buildings with big Mexican flags flying on the top of them, and just huge parking lots full of people just going in, getting any name they want. And by the way, Mexico runs like this. Mexico has collapsed. They say Cancun's not even safe to go to anymore. Travel advisories, the entire place. I was in Mexico 4 years ago, the last time. And let me tell you, it was scary. I was in Cozumel, where I'd probably been 20 times before. And it was scary. And then we got off in southern Mexico, to go see some pyramids, and it was scary. And it hadn't been scary like that even 10 years ago. I remember the bus being pulled over, the tour bus, and Mexican troops demanding money from the bus driver, who then cried and gave them his day's tips from three different trips out to the pyramids. That's Mexico. And we're now going to live like that. Why are all these people fleeing the third world? Because it's the third world. And by every measurement, every sociological measurement, look it up, the United States is now a third world country in most areas. Look it up. The United States trails last in income, last in education, last in test scores. We are a third world country. California is going to be the next Mexico City. Mexico City was the staging ground from Central and South America and Southern Mexico. It was only 10 million people in 1980. Mexico City is now estimated at 35 million people. And now they've moved them to the maquiladoras, and now they're being moved into the U.S., and they will pivot and bring in their families. 30 million is 60 million. They bring in their families. 90 million. They bring in their families. 180 million people within 10 years. And that's in the Senate bill. 180 million people in the next 10 years. Or the new birth rate of Latin America over the next decade transferred to us. Game over. The New World Order means to conquer us. They use ISIS to bring down the Middle East and Al-Qaeda. They use former Nazis to bring down the Ukraine, overthrow it. And we're being conquered right now. And if Rick Perry just sends some people down to the border and engages in some grandstanding, that is not going to be enough. It's not going to be enough to have some National Guard stand around the border and then apprehend some illegals and then give them to ICE, who then puts them on buses. And I don't even have the money or the reporters to send reporters to all of this in Arizona and Texas. But we're going to send our reporters back out to cover the supposed National Guard and to go back to the place where the buses come in to videotape that and show it's still going on. And our ICE whistleblower tells us it's still going on every day in multiple cities in Texas alone. And it's going on in California, and it's going on in Arizona. And if Sheriff Arpaio tries to stop him, the feds sue him and SWAT team raid him and search through all their goods. This is what our country has turned into, ladies and gentlemen. Here's the headline, CBS News. Governor Rick Perry deploying up to 1,000 National Guard troops to border. Coming up, up. Budget to transport illegals across the USA approaches $100 million, and that's just been this summer. They already want another $3.7 billion because they're going to run out early of the 2015 budget that's $5.508 billion. And that's from the Senate Appropriations Committee with that information. Again, Luis Gutierrez, I'm going to play this clip in a minute, to La Raza, Obama assured steps to take the deportation of our people to stop it. Of our people. You mean anybody who's got brown skin from south of the border is now the people under the Democratic Party who then get free goodies if they vote for gun control and socialism and Obamacare to rob everybody? This is a political takeover, ladies and gentlemen. And, of course, this is the new political ruling class, and it's not based on private property or the family or the right to self-defense. It is based on leftist ideology that flies completely in the face of what I would call Hispanic culture. That's pro-family, pro-private property, pro-male role models, female role models, traditional stuff. It's all run by these weird little socialist, globalist foundation creatures that Professor Hamamoto, who heads up his UC Davis sociology department, he's pointing out. I mean, he's from the Rockefeller Foundation. He's an insider. He's gotten awards from the system that this is a political takeover. Because we're a democracy now, not a republic. If 51% vote to make the 49% slaves, according to the Democrats, that happens. Now, in a republic, you can get 51% of people to vote to ban guns. It doesn't happen because you can't get rid of free speech or the right to defense or the right to private property or the right to a jury or a right to not be incriminated or a right to not have your house searched without warrants. All those things are going by the wayside right now. And by the way, they don't have that in Latin America. They don't have any of that except maybe in Chile. IRS seeks help destroying another 3,200 hard drives. So they're still destroying everything, engaging in the takeover. Here's another one on the border situation. Again, I mentioned this, but I want to read from it now. Governor Rick Perry deploying up to 1,000 National Guard troops to the border. Governor Rick Perry announced last night that he is activating up to 1,000 National Guard troops to the U.S.-Mexico border as he accused the federal government of offering lip service on border security. Go all the way, Perry. They're shipping them in the buses into the country, part of the takeover. They've ended deportations effectively, except for super hardcore felons, and most of those have stopped. The announcement comes as the Obama administration is still struggling to deal with an influx of more than 50,000 unaccompanied minors. It's about 100,000 a month we know of, folks. That's just the minors that count. It's adults, women, children, you name it. See, because the minors then shut down the system. Most from Central America who have crossed the United States in the past year. The additional resources are not aimed at the children themselves, Perry said, describing them instead as force multiplier to help the Texas Department of Public Safety combat the brutal drug cartels that are preying upon our communities. Well, I know the guard's been down there before, and I know they don't shoot back when the cartels shoot at them. And I know the state police haven't been shooting back. They've been getting their boats shot up. This country just no other country bends over like this. I mean, that's all I can say. Because it's part of the plan. You want to grease the skids to implode the country. Now, let's play this clip where Representative Luis Gutierrez, a Democrat of Illinois, said President Barack Obama's Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program was a down payment to the Hispanic community before more grants of amnesty for illegal immigrants. It is de facto legalization. They won't have immigration hearings for 5 years. They get given driver's license in Colorado and California and other places. It's game over in Illinois. And notice it's our people. They're branding it. This is how psychology works. That if you are Hispanic, you support wide open borders and the Democratic Party and turning your guns in. So this new political class of El Jefes can turn us into a mixture of Guatemala, Mexico, and Venezuela. I mean, have you been to Venezuela, folks? I've been to Guatemala and Honduras. And let me tell you, they're scary. Let's go ahead and go to Gutierrez. Here's the clip.
You see that there is no progress on the issue. It's time for the President of the United States to step forward.
He has the power to stop deportations, and we will fight. I don't want to go. I would like to stay here. This is Chicago. I'm part of Chicago, and that's why I'm here. Thank you.
This is the genius of it. They've got these people fleeing desperate nations who just want, like living here, and I get it, compared to where they came from, but they're politically handled by monsters, by the big Chicago crime syndicate, by the New York crime syndicate, by the LA crime syndicate. They're being used, and the country will be collapsed. So he's in a lifeboat the one I'd like to stay to put a human face on it. But you need to free Latin America. You need to put in economic development there. But the IMF and World Bank goes, oh, we understand that, Mr. Jones. We want to do that. But now they want to put money into, again, to centralized systems that only make things worse. The globalists want us poor and bankrupted. They've done this on purpose in Africa and Latin America and Asia. I've interviewed the top technicians involved in it. I've interviewed the former chief economist of the World Bank, Joseph Stiglitz. I've interviewed John Perkins, who was an economic hitman over whole countries. He would go in and meet with the presidents and say, you either take this $1 billion in your Swiss bank account, or we're going to kill you. Is that clear? And if they didn't sign over all the infrastructure and then double and triple prices and break the country down with a list of demands that would make the country go bankrupt, so the globals would have a permanent poor client state, they would kill the president or prime minister or have the U.S. Army or Marine Corps invade or fund rebels. You understand that? And people go, yeah, see, America's evil. And then Americans get blamed for it. No, no, no. We're under the same thing. They're going to do this here now. Mark my words. And look, I'm smart. I'll be fine throughout all this. But the general public is trying to work and live. You're screwed, okay? I mean, this is going to hurt everybody.
Hey, this is Steve Sanchez. Worried about the Wall Street Casino? Yeah, me too. Wondering when the stock market is going to collapse? You probably want answers, but you know you can't trust the global elite. Well, my good friend Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, has created a DVD set called The Millionaire Black Box, and for a limited time, you get free access. Call 1-800-259-3131. Find out how the global elite invests without having to deal with the global elite themselves. 1-800-259-3131. 1-800-259-3131.
Gentlemen, in search of a million-dollar smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention? Then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.
Nicaragua and El Salvador have the highest overall murder rates in the world, right behind them. Mexico. Mexico has the highest total number, but per capita, Guatemala and El Salvador to the south have the highest. Kidnappings are now exploding all across the United States. I have a cousin who, again, has been in the military for 31 years, the Army. And the last few years, he's been in operations on the border and in Mexico, in covert operations. I'll just leave it at that. And he just got in the mail a few months ago a photo taken of him on the street from the Mexican drug cartel saying, "You're dead." And now the state police are getting those in the mail as well. And once the killing starts, it'll just happen. Our country is collapsing into a third world pit. And I have family getting photos in the mail saying, "We're going to kill you." See, this is how I'm being affected. I've had two family members die from superbugs this year. The hospitals were all full, literally full, mass death. Every medical doctor told me there's a huge plague. It's being covered up. Never in the news. Mexican drug cartel sends a photograph to the home address of my family. I knew about this months ago, and I just got reminded of it. I mean, this is how I'm being affected. These are real things, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, there it is. Honduras is number one. Venezuela, Belize, El Salvador, Guatemala, Jamaica. Then he goes into some African countries. Honduras has the highest crime rate. You know, I don't know if I agree with those numbers, though. What is that, a world fact book? Because if you look at Mexico, I know it has the highest number of total dead. It's like 130,000 dead. Yeah, that's out of the Huffington Post. Anyway, side issue. The point is, Latin America is collapsing, and then we've got politicians going, "Our people need to be here." And then they literally take the dregs, the criminals, the homeless, the people that are crippled, so the nation will bankrupt. And then you always see these press conferences that the illegals are having with the people they voted for to get elected. And they're always looking so angry, like they've been put down and treated bad. And how dare America not give them more? I mean, it's a joke, people. It's a joke. Former Border Patrol head came out this week and said one in five illegals has a criminal record. I mean, I'm telling you, Americans that haven't been to Latin America, you have no idea how dangerous this is. No idea. And it shows the establishment decided to sink this country. Coming up, Kiev censors MH17 air traffic control recordings. That's up on Infowars.com. Mystery white flags replace American flags atop Brooklyn Bridge. A great way to say America's in crisis and has run up the white flag. A demonstration about the open borders, probably. The police want to arrest whoever did it. I salute whoever did it because this country's running up the white flag, endorsing Al-Qaeda, opening the borders. All of it. That's all coming up. So much other news I haven't even gotten to yet. Briefly, we are running a special right now on the fluoride shield that has the nascent iodine and five other ingredients that chelate and detoxify the body with the survival shield. 25% off both when you get them together at InfoWarsLife.com. And we now have more of the silver bullet that's been gone for over 2 months. We just got a limited supply of the most powerful colloidal silver out there, bar none. And I've used a lot of colloidal silver, and it's great, but this stuff is just super powerful, and it's a very low price compared to all the competitors. It's about half the price. InfoWarsLife.com. And your purchase supports the broadcast InfoWars Store.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
By now, you may know that a Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that's easily transferred from person to person over the Internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. Plus, a large number of businesses and merchants already accept Bitcoins, and Bitcoins are easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. If you're interested in making money in the Bitcoin market right away, and by right away, we mean start making money today, please visit us at cloudhashing.com. Cloudhashing.com is one of the fastest fastest-growing Bitcoin miners in the world, delivering the highest profits to people just like you. To get started, join us at cloudhashing.com, and you will start mining Bitcoins right away and get paid daily. You heard correctly. You will receive payments every single day. And the best part? You do not need a computer or need any experience in mining Bitcoins. It's perfect for everyone. Learn more at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. Start making money today at cloudhashing.com.